This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil.
On this vote, the yeas are 88, the nays are 9. Under the previous order requiring 60 votes for the passage of this bill, the bill is passed.
And with that, the threat of a federal government shutdown ended late Saturday night after Congress approved a temporary funding bill to keep federal agencies open until November 17th, which President Joe Biden signed. The bill comes without funding for Ukraine's war with Russia, for which Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer expressed regret.
This CR is still very good news for the American people. Today, MAGA extremists have failed. Bipartisanship has prevailed, and both parties have come together to avert a shutdown.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says they'll revisit Ukraine later, but this bill was needed and had to pass now.
An entirely avoidable government shutdown would not just pause our progress on these important priorities, it would actually shut them back. And in the process, it would saddle the people we represent with unnecessary hardships. So I'm glad our colleagues in the House have taken action on a continuing resolution that keeps critical government functions going at their current rates of operation.
U.S. President Joe Biden signed the bill before midnight, and he called it good news for the American people. Australia's southeast on Sunday sweltered in heat waves that raised the risk of bushfires and prompted authorities to issue fire bans for large swaths of New South Wales state. Nation's weather forecasters said temperatures will be up 12 degrees Celsius above average in some areas, with Sydney and New South Wales to hit about 36 degrees. This is VOA News. Ukraine has hosted an international defense industry conference in an effort to ramp up weapons production within the country. Details from AP correspondent Karen Shamas.
The summit is an attempt to repel Russia's full-scale invasion and reduce foreign dependence on arms deliveries by creating their own defense industry within Ukraine. The event, attended by around 250 defense companies from more than 30 countries, marks a new development in the international support of Ukraine. The focus had previously been on delivering weapons, resulting in a depletion of stocks for many nations in order to support Ukraine. I'm Karen Shamas.
Large groups of migrants, mostly from Venezuela, continue to arrive at the U.S.-Mexico border to present themselves to the U.S. authorities and demand asylum. Early Saturday, a Reuters video showed Venezuelan migrants making their way across the Rio Grande into El Paso and Eagle Pass, Texas, where they're awaiting processing. Large numbers of migrants have been crossing into the United States from Mexico in recent weeks, piling pressure on the Joe Biden administration to stem the flow of people as the U.S. 2024 presidential election race begins to heat up. Meanwhile, hundreds of migrants who were stranded on a cargo train in Mexico were evacuated Friday night by police. Freight train they were traveling on top of abruptly stopped amid the ongoing suspension of dozens of northbound trains over fears around migrant safety. A populist former prime minister and his leftist party have won early parliamentary elections in Slovakia, staging a political comeback after campaigning on a pro-Russian and anti-American message, according to almost complete results, with most of the polling of about 6,000 polling stations counted by the Slovak Statistics Office early Sunday. Former Prime Minister Robert Fico and the leftist or Direction Party led with 23.3% of the votes. And again, Australia's southeast on Sunday sweltered in a heat wave that raised the risk of bushfires and prompted authorities to issue fire bans for large swaths of New South Wales state. You'll find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.